10 past 10. I should be joined on the line now by Suzanne Devine. Good morning to Suzanne.
Morning, Debbie.
How are you?
Grand, not a bother.
Great. Now, you talked to us there from the Essentials Holistic Centre. You're doing talking about tasters for donations. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, we're doing a fundraiser for St. Francis Hospice this Saturday coming, the 4th of June, from 12 to 4. And we're actually a group of the therapists that work here from the centre and some of our students. We're offering taster therapies. So there'll be the likes of reflexology, energy healing, massage, a lot of different therapies that the students and the therapists work with, available to people on the day for a donation towards St. Francis Hospice.
Great. And they just give a donation, whatever donation they make, you give everything to St. Francis Hospice.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about it. I know you do a lot of stuff down there. I had reflexology done there before. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I had an Indian head massage from Jenny. It was gorgeous. She's brilliant. Tell us a little bit what they can expect if they go down on the day.
Okay. Well, there's going to be about 8 to 10 therapists here on the day. Initially in the morning from 9 to 10:30, there's a yoga class that's available from Caroline, and she's going to do a full class, and the donations for that class on the day are also going towards the treatment for St. Francis as well. So then at 12 o'clock, from 12 o'clock to 4, if anybody wants to drop in and would be interested in trying a treatment, they just tell us what they're interested in, and we try and facilitate them as quick as possible to whichever therapist is free at the time that gives that therapy, because not all the therapists do all the treatments. So we facilitate as quick as we can.
Great. So there's reflexology, massage. What else?
There's reflexology, there's massage, there's Reiki, there's IET, there's Rahani healing.
What's Rahani healing now? I haven't heard of that.
Okay, well, Rahani healing is connecting with the angels and archangels and receiving energy healing from them.
All right.
So the therapist would have would have completed their course in treatment and that, so they then actually just do it. So it's very similar to Reiki and to IET, only it's on a higher vibration because it's from the fifth dimension. Nice. So it's actually a very relaxing treatment. Yes, it's also powerful because, you know, you're working with higher energies, but it's a fantastic treatment.
Great. And for people
and then we have five oil facial, which our gorgeous Sam here in Essentials is offering on the day as well. So that's done with aromatherapy oils, and it's done from back, neck, shoulders, right up to the face, into the head.
Lovely.
So it's an absolutely fantastic, luxurious treatment. So she's giving a taster for that on the day too.
So there's lots going on. And for people who haven't experienced anything like this, any like Reiki or whatever, go along and just have a taste of it, because I actually had a Reiki healing session done with Alison, you know, Alison Byrne.
Lovely, yeah.
And I have to say, the heat that I felt going through my body was absolutely brilliant. And as I said, with Jenny, I had the head massage and had reflexology. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely
amazing.
Brilliant.
No, they're all amazing in their own form. They've all got a holistic healing element to them, which is why they all blend into each other as well. So you might actually be receiving a reflexology treatment, but there might be a little bit of energy healing in it.
Yeah.
And the same then with massage and that, because they all overlap. And with therapists having all the different treatments, they can actually incorporate whatever the client needs or the person who's coming for the treatment needs at the time. It's what they'll get.
Exactly, and everyone can do a little bit of healing now and again, and it's just to de-stress your body as well. It's a lovely way just to feel relaxed. Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Is this the first year you're doing something like this, or has this been done before?
This is the first time. We're actually planning on doing this about three times a year. We've decided one of them would be St. Francis Hospice because it's close to our hearts, and it's something that both people that are going through the treatment in St. Francis and the work that St. Francis do really benefit from, but so do their family and friends, because it's such a stressful time. So we felt it would be a great way to give back there as well. And then another one we're going to do later on in the year will be for an animal sanctuary, because it's very close to Jenny's heart with the animals.
Oh, very good.
And then we're going to do a children's charity as well then later on in the
year. That's
great. So we're planning on doing three times in the year. to be able to give back as well. Yeah.
Brilliant, great. That's a great idea. And it's great for people to come in and just sample some of the things that you do there in the Central Holistic Centre.
Yeah.
Explain to people like where exactly you're situated. I mean, you're quite near bus stops and that, aren't you? Routes.
We're quite near bus stops. We're in Malahide Marina. So actually, if you come into Malahide Finish, if you were to get the train in and you walk down towards the marina, down towards... I have to think of the names here because I'm not actually from Malahide myself. So you're walking down towards the marina and we're actually right at the back of the marina. There's a play centre below us.
Nice.
And we're above it. But most, like you can get most buses and that will bring you into the heart of Malahide village. And we're literally about 5, not even 10 minutes walk from the heart of the village.
Yeah, so you get the bus right into the village, it's great.
You can get the bus or the train into the village. Mm. And it's a great little walk then because you're actually de-stressing as you're walking along because you get to see the yachts and the boats and that.
It's lovely.
And, you know,
yeah, it is lovely.
As you're walking down.
And yeah. It's taking place, it's on June the 4th. From what time to what time?
June the 4th, which is this Saturday from 12 until 4. And then in the morning, if people would like to avail of the yoga class, that's from 9:30 to 10:30.
Great.
And there will also be raffles and vouchers and that available on the day.
Great. We'll do up a little poster and we'll read that out for you through the week. And do go down.
Very good, then.
It's great, to, as you said, to try. I mean, I've tried a few of them and I just felt so... And the Indian Head Massage is absolutely brilliant.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh,
yeah,
it's gorgeous. Yeah.
Anyway, if you're not busy, you should drop down.
I will, definitely, yeah. I'd love to. Thanks a million for talking to us, Suzanne. And
no,
we will get out there
for
people to remind them. And as I said, for people who have never tried anything like this, just go along and see because it is really, really relaxing. It's brilliant. So talk to you again very soon, Suzanne, and maybe we'll talk to you in the next couple of weeks, see how you get on, how much money you raised for the hospice.
We will, of course.
All right, thanks a million. Thanks, Suzanne. And that was Suzanne there from Essential Holistic Centre there in Malahide. And as she mentioned, it is talking about Tasters for Donations and all proceeds go to St. Francis Hospice. And if you haven't tried something like this, I mean, go along. It's so relaxing. Reflexology, Indian head massage, any type of massage. It's lovely. And all you have to do is just give a donation on the day. And as I said, it all goes to a really, really good cause. And I'm delighted to see they're doing that 3 times throughout the year for all different... things like the Animal Sanctuary and for a children's charity as well. So it's all different charities and taking place during the 4 to 12 to 4. So go along and see. And if you want to find out any more, I'm sure they have a webpage or a Facebook page under Essential Holistic Centre in Malahide. Okay, it's coming up to nearly 20 past 10. This is Lifeline. Remember, the number is 867 1190.